a snake that appears on a rope. Can never affect or touch or disturb the rope. From the standpoint of the rope, there is no stake. The rope is free from the snake or any effects of the snake. But the snake is totally dependent upon the rope for its being. These are two orders of reality. The one order of reality, the snake, though dependent upon the other order of reality, the rope, can't cross over into that order of reality to affect or touch the rope in any way, even though there is no distance between the snake and the rope. The one order of reality that we call nitya is dependent upon the other order of reality that we call satyam, the rope. But it is the satyam that is what actually is there. And the snake, in fact, has no substance, no being apart from the satyam. This is our situation. Just to begin with, in relationship to your mind, all of your thoughts, the thoughts that float through, the moods, the emotions, the imaginations, memories, perceptions, the ahankara, the I thought, I am doing this, I am seeing that, this I thought. All of these are the snake. All of these totally depend for their being upon me, the rope. But me, I never change. I'm never affected in any way. By the thoughts that come and go, the feelings that come and go. From the perspective of me, conscious being, I am fine. Nothing is happening to me. The thoughts, the feelings, the perceptions are coming and going in me. But none of them touch me in any way. come from me, they're sustained by me, they resolve into me without affecting me in any way. So I am fine. I am always fine. I am always the same. I am free. But the mind is the one that has the problem. Because every thought that you have enjoys you. Every feeling enjoys you, your being, as you for its truth. And so from the standpoint of every feeling, of every thought, of every perception, from its own standpoint, it feels I. I am the I am the me. A sad vritti, a sad thought, I am sad. A happy thought, I am happy. A perception, I am perceiving. A memory, I am remembering. I am the sad conscious being. I am the happy conscious being. I am the sad me. I am the happy me. I am the agitated me. I am the young me. I am the old me. This is aviveka, where I have not yet differentiated the satyam from the mithya. I haven't recognized, perhaps, myself. Mind hasn't differentiated its functions, its experiences, from its very self. Which is steady and whole and free from whatever experiences are coming and going. Can't resolve the snake until you see the rope. And you can't resolve the change in nature, the seemingly changing nature, subject to birth and death, and sukha, dukkha, pleasure, pain, without recognizing the stable one, the stability of your own being, in which all these experiences are coming and going. Undisturbed by the experiences. There's always you, the one who is undisturbed, unchanged, free, in the midst of all of the experiences. The conscious being that is very personally you. Without a worrying at all about whatever perceptions or feelings or thoughts are going through your mind, whether there are any or not, letting them be. Just notice your own presence in the midst of it all. What is the nature of that presence that you identify as me, as you? So allow your mind to sink into, to focus on a bit without putting pressure on your mind. Just bring it to the forefront, just your own presence. Being, just the me, who you are, the one that you can't get rid of, the one that's not just a passing thought or a passing mood or emotion, the one that you can't change. Mind is not away from you, nor can it be. The mitya can never be away from satyam. Which means you are always there as the stable presence. The stable being, the set, the chit, the ananda, the fullness, the wholeness of your own self, is always there as the home base, the changeless being, the self, changeless self. All of your experiences. accept. And there's still no distance between it and itself. And so you can always bring it home. It's a funny sort of bringing home, because it already is home. It's a bringing home just through your knowledge, through your recognition of the one who is there.